We come to the table because we're commanded to, even as God commanded Jacob in Genesis 35 this morning. We hear the apostle emphasizing that this was not just something that came by the inspiration of the Spirit in the manner that a lot of his other preaching and teaching did, but this was something that the Lord Jesus had specifically commanded for his church. So 1 Corinthians 11, he says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come." So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word, in which the apostle says this is Christ's meal, in which Christ feeds us upon himself in Christ's way. If we were to read earlier in 1 Corinthians 11, we'd find out that the occasion that brought about this instruction from the Lord Jesus was that they weren't eating together. In fact, they were eating in a way that showed that they were despising others in the church, and in a way that showed that what they were really here for was bread and wine. And so he says, both of those things show that you're missing, that this is a meal in which you are supposed to be feeding upon Jesus. Because if you are despising others, then you're not recognizing that this is a corporate meal, a body meal, a meal for the church as a covenant body. And if you are glutting yourself on bread and wine, and even when your brother or sister goes hungry, you're showing that you're not coming here to do this in remembrance of him, to feed upon him who has been broken for you, and to receive the cup not for the sake of the wine that is in it, but as a sign and seal of the new covenant that is in his blood. And he warns them that eating or drinking in the wrong way doesn't give you spiritual benefit. Eating or drinking in the wrong way causes you to eat and drink judgment to yourself. But this is a meal at which we are supposed to come to get life and strength and health and goodness and gladness and assurance from our Lord Jesus as he points us outside of ourselves to him to feed upon him. And so he reminds them of Jesus' words as he's been commanding them. So let us come to feed upon him, to be strengthened upon him, to be nourished by his life, to be gladdened by him, to be affirmed in his covenant by him, to do this in remembrance of him. That means two things. One, you need to have a credible profession of faith. Because a mouth and a hand to take and a mouth to receive and swallow and a belly to digest is not the way that you are nourished upon this meal. Faith is the hand, faith is the mouth, faith is the stomach. And if you don't do this in remembrance of him, you will eat and drink judgment to himself. The other thing that you need to do is you need to be part of his body. In order to wait for one another and to eagerly expect one another is taking, to take this as a corporate covenant meal, you need to be someone who recognizes that the church is not a collection of a bunch of individual entities. It is a corporate entity. There is a body of Christ that you join yourself to and publicly identify yourself with that you are to be waiting for at this table. So if you're not a member of a gospel-preaching church, if you haven't publicly identified that, and in your commitment to that local congregation of Christ's body, recognize the corporate and covenantal aspect of his binding himself to us through his blood, then also don't take today. But do get that resolved. Because that is a precious truth and reality that's important enough to the Lord Jesus that he gives us the taking of this covenant meal together to sign and seal it, to press it into our hearts and our minds. And so if either of those things keeps you from this table today, then don't eat the bread or drink the cup. But if either of those things keeps you from this table today, then resolve that you will come get help from one of our elders, get help from me. We'll call upon the Lord together. We will talk about using the means of his grace and taking whatever steps are necessary for you to have a credible profession of faith and for you to be joined to a congregation of Christ's body. Because this is commanded by Jesus. It's not optional. Which means, by the way, children, that you are to be laboring, desiring, asking mom and dad and family worship every day, Lord's Day worship, and learning whatever you can of Christ to be laying hold of him, that you would be one who knows that you belong to Jesus and shows that you belong to Jesus, knows that he has bought you with his blood and shows by your life that you are one of those people, so that you will come not hungry for bread and wine, not hungry to be like everybody else, but hungry for him and his table as part of his body. Because Jesus commands it. And as soon as you trust in him, as soon as you know that he has died for your sins and are living like someone, then you need to obey Jesus and you need to come to the table. So, let us come together to the table.